Cassie, and you're listening to WPMS.
Woo! That was Stone Temple Pilots with Bing 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 Bing. So, first we got up, Miss Classy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So talk to me, girl. What's going on?
I've got four issues that I need to talk about today. The first one is the myth about mixing types of alcohol makes you sick, you know. A new report that just came out by the New York Times says that that's not true.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know the old saying everybody tells you when you're in college, beer before liquor, never been sicker. Well, apparently it's not true. All you really need to do is just eat something before you go out to drink. Girls, I'm just saying right now, I've had one of those nights where I've gotten sick because I didn't eat before I drank, and it doesn't matter whether you drink hard liquor or just beer. If you don't eat something before you do,
you're going to puke your brains out.
You're going to be sick. You're going to be sick. So...
Hold on. Mark, what are you doing?
Nothing. Okay. I'm just doing my job here.
And the second issue is that low-fat diets do not cut health risks. And this is also another study that was reported by the New York Times. And it says that it's the largest study to ever ask whether a low-fat diet reduces the risk of getting cancer or heart disease. And it has found that the diet has no effect. So I know that all of you are on those low-fat diets, the South Beach diet, you know, Puerto running Rican around diet. Campus like a bunch of loonies.
And
you know,
shorts with 8 feet of snow on the ground.
Yep. I see those all the time. And you're not going to do anything for yourself if you keep on going with that. It says a $415 million federal study involved nearly 49,000 women ages 50 to 79 who were followed for 8 years.
Ew.
That's a long time, that's a lot of money. And it said that in the end, those assigned to a low-fat diet had the same rates of breast cancer, colon cancer, heart attacks, and strokes as those who ate whatever they pleased.
Ooh, Cletus, let me get my colon cleansed. But how about I found... How about I found out that if the more extreme the temperature is, the more weight you lose. Like, the colder you are, the more weight you lose. Or the hotter you are, the more weight you lose. Like, you know those people in the summer when they wear the bags on themselves to sweat? If that's an extreme temperature. Or when you run outside with, you know, a scarf and some Speedos on, you lose weight that way, or you lose calories that way. So I ain't never tried it. I'm black. We don't do the cold like that. Yeah.
Well, I saw that, you know, I'm one of those late night TV junkies, and I'll be up late, so I'll just flip on the telly, and I'll be seeing all these ads for this belt that you put on, and it's like it makes you sweat and it vibrates or something.
Oh yeah.
And it's supposed to help you lose weight around your midsection because there's like some retention right around your midsection.
Yeah, I remember those. It's like that's from the class. Blast from the past when she had the thing around her stomach and
It's like one of those. Yeah, I saw that on like pictures, like, you know, pictures when they were showing pictures of the Titanic and like all the features it had in some exhibit in a museum. Okay, that's how old those type of things.
I'm trying to told you.
So, but apparently it works, and it's like supposed to make you really sweat and help you lose weight around your midsection.
I
love
your midsection.
I do say.
No!
So, the third issue is that clinics are now paying addicts to stay off drugs. They're paying drug addicts to stay off drugs.
I don't think... How much are they paying?
They're paying, like... $40 a week average.
Oh no, I have to be exact.
So, yeah. One guy that was interviewed says, there are worse things you can do for money than stay off drugs, and I've done them too. And this guy is a 43-year-old methamphetamine addict from Oakland, California.
That sounds like a good drug.
And so when a friend told him about a 12-week program in San Francisco that would pay him up to $40 a week just to stay clean, he decided to do it. Yeah, exactly. So he says for five weeks since, he's trekked to the clinic several times a week to submit a urine sample, pick up a few dollars. for testing negative. I don't know. What do you guys think about that? Like, paying an addict to stay off drugs.
I think the only addict I could be for is weed. So I'm not messing with heroin, coke, or none of that.
No, I mean, I've never messed with any of that stuff either. And, you know, I've never smoked a cigarette even. But, like...
Oh, girl, you know what you're missing. I'm just playing.
What I'm saying is, you know, isn't it kind of, you know, I don't know, arbitrary and stupid to just be giving...
Hey, wait, I got a question for you. In your country, don't they call them fags?
Oh, yes, they do. They do. They call cigarettes that.
Hey, watch what you call me. Okay? I don't appreciate that.
I'm not talking about you.
Mark, we're not calling you that. No, but in Ireland is where I really believe that word is prevalently used for cigarettes. But yes, in England, that's what they do call them.
I want to hear a funny situation. There was a, I forget who it was. There's a guy who came in for an appointment. And it was in London or something. The chick was from London. And he says, I'm here to see Mr. Such and Such.
You mean a bird from London?
No. And he said, I'm here to see Mr. Such and Such. And he said, oh, he's out back blowing a fag.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, excuse me? What? He said, he's out blowing a fag.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, that was a little personal TMI. He said, no, silly, a cigarette. He's like, oh, jeez. Okay.
Well, there are all sorts of funny terms, you know. Each English-speaking country has its own slang, you know. United States has theirs, England has theirs, New Zealand, Canada. Everything has different slang.
I'm trying to go to Amsterdam. That's right. I'm trying to go to Amsterdam. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Get it being nice. I don't care. Yep. They got weed at the bar.
Let me tell you, I went there, and it's just crazy.
Is it?
Crazy.
Also, I've got to
do
say...
Do prostitution?
Okay, hey, what?
Yeah, they allow
prostitution.
Mm-hmm. Like, males, too?
Males, females, children.
Whatever, you name it.
There's no rule.
Like, I remember one night, me and my friends were walking around this, like, place that is called the Red Zone,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like a street full of like bars and like girls in like glass windows just like posing, mm-hmm. posing and waiting for guys to go in and, you know, do their stuff. So me and
I'm sorry, but I need a glass window to pose.
So me and my friends were walking around, and there was this group of American guys trying to go into the club, and they went to the bouncer like, can we go in, like, we can give you some money, but please let us in. And the bouncer was like, look, I can't let you go in, there's like, it's packed in there, and I have all my girls are taken, they're giving, you know... They're doing some stuff. I mean, it's crazy in there.
Right.
You guys can't come in. They were so mad. And it was just crazy because, like, you're exposed to all that. And it's like, it was too much for me.
The last thing that I have to say is that there was a recent report that was put out that there is a registered sex offender living in Montgomery County.
Wow.
It's not me.
And
I
it's
don't.
On... And it is on the Pennsylvania State website. They have a list of registered sex offenders that are living in the state. And you can find out more information about this person online. And
what I mean, did he fill out like application or something? Like
no, they just have to keep once you are convicted of a sex crime. You are automatically registered in a federal database, and
that's kinda sad.
They keep track of you. They keep track of what you do, of where you go and where you end up living and what you end up doing.
Okay.
And there's also last year there was a report that was put out on, you know, the little paper towel dispensers in Cal Hall and in some of the other dormitories.
Right. Mm-hmm.
About this man that has been hiding out on the road that leaves between Villanova's main campus and the back entrance over near Heffernan Hall, and he has been attacking girls that have been walking on that street towards dusk. So all I'm saying is, if you're going to be walking, bring a buddy with you. Or try and get on the crap bus.
Nowhere because I ain't seen 6 o'clock in the morning since I was born.
The man has not. This is like 6 o'clock in the evening, 7 o'clock in the evening.
Oh,
this man would be
about dawn. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No, dusk.
he's been seen.
In the evening, I'll sleep too.
Oh no, he says he's a dusk, around 7 o'clock in the evening. He's been around. He would hide in the trees, and when the girls were coming back from the library at Villanova, he would come out from
he's
between.
He's a Villanova student, I'm sure.
He was a graduate.
The only thing that they could that the girls were able to remember about him was that he had a wedding ring on. They did not give out any descriptions.
Don't look at me.
Oh my goodness. They were not able to give out any type of description, and the man is still at large. They have not caught him. So all I'm saying is, you don't know if he might still be hanging around there.
Take the mace with you.
Take the mace with you. Take a self-defense course. Bring a buddy. Something.
Take that shank.
Pack a Glock.
All right.
Ladies, arm yourselves.
Peck the get.
Well, I think it's time for a song now.
Okay, we cut into the number 2 song.
I don't know what this is. I don't know. We'll see. Hey, let's go.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
All right, Gene Brown.
I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man. Moving, doing it, you know. Can I count it off? 1, 2, 3, 4.